if government had stood by its offer of DMARF as early as September 2011 and they made good of that commitment, definitely we'll be talking of a different ballgame altogether, because a number of industries would have definitely been served. But the situation on the ground is that that money has not been availed. This is why in so many industries have closed and so many will close, because they have not been able to access that fund. Well, you see, what is taking place in Bulawayo is basically a mirror of what is happening elsewhere. But in Bulawayo, it becomes pronounced because Bulawayo is and has always been the industrial hub of the country. It held more industries than any other city. So it is these which become so visible. But the situation is desperate throughout the country. There is no other part of the country where you would say this, in terms of industry is better off, because their needs are the same.
Old Mutual is saying that DMARF is a national project. What is being told to the Bulawayo business people?
When this DMARF was announced, the initial target was Bulawayo. It was every say that after a year or so of the operation of DMARF, it will then be extended to the rest of the country. This is why even ministerial committees, which were chaired by Minister of Industry, came down to Bulawayo to come and understand the specific demands of the Bulawayo industries. They never went throughout the country. But that committee came in, met ZNCC, met CZI, met us, and every other person who was interested in terms of industry in Bulawayo. And specific recommendations were made.